another episode of Bothered AF.
Whoop-de-doo. This one, Shauna has no clue what we're talking about.
I don't.
It's another Ash takeover.
She barely told me, like, the name, and I was like, oh, I don't know. And she goes, don't read it.
Don't read
so
it.
So I didn't read it. So I'm, like, going into this same way you guys are.
Totally blind and...
unknowledgeable.
Yes. I'm going to talk about the tragic and senseless murder of James Bulger. This is a very, very difficult case to discuss, and I believe there's going to be a lot of people who find this even harder to listen to. If you're not familiar with it, you know, we're going to get into it, but it's about a very young boy who was kidnapped, severely abused, and murdered. Mm. And I'm sorry, but I don't believe it brings him or any other victims any justice if you just... skim over what happened to them. So
nope, gotta talk about it.
You gotta talk about it. We're gonna be going over the details. I'm not gonna be very graphic with things, but enough to worry, like, you're still getting details. So if you don't think you can handle this, bow out now.
Is it that bad?
Yeah. It's pretty rough. I didn't cry. I also don't feel like my emotions are all there with me all the time. So I cry for stupid things. I didn't cry for this.
Am I going to cry?
I don't know. You might. When I was doing a lot of research on it, I can see why this is a very triggering thing for people.
All right. Well.
So, James Patrick Bulger was born on March 16th in 1990 in Liverpool, England. On Friday, February 12th in 1993, James and his mother, Denise, were out at the New Strand Shopping Center. They were at the butcher shop, and James was standing right next to his mother when she looked away just for a quick moment to grab her payment from her wallet when James had disappeared. Two younger boys, Robert Thompson and John Venables, who were both age 10, were skipping school that day, as they often did, and they had allegedly been on the hunt for a child to kidnap.
Okay, yeah, because that's just, like, something that you do.
That 10-year-olds do.
That's just what you do.
One of the boys later admitted that they tried to find another child outside of the mall before coming across James to kidnap them and push them into the busy streets in front of the fast-moving cars.
What the fuck?
Yeah, 10-year-old boys, and that was their plan. Like, oh, let's find a kid and shove him into the street.
That's what they're thinking. Uh-huh. All right. Wait, what year was this?
This was 1993 in Liverpool, England.
Okay.
So, fortunately, they were unsuccessful in that little venture, but they were outside the butcher shop when they motioned to James to get him to come along with them, and you can see the CCTV footage. You know this one, don't you?
Oh,
you might.
I know this one. Because I know how it ends.
It's real
sad. And I know what happened in more recent years.
Mm-hmm. I was like, wait, what? Yeah, no, there's more stuff.
Continue.
So you can see the CCTV footage of the two boys walking out of the mall with baby James. Keep in mind, at this point, James is 2 years old. He's a month away from hitting his third birthday. They were seen on the CCTV footage just observing people and other children, and they were, like, straight up searching for the perfect victim for a while before they came across James. And they were even caught on camera stealing random items, including sweets, like candies and whatnot, a troll doll.
Okay, but how do you get your hands on a two-year-old?
I don't know. Batteries.
As a mom.
Hmm. Batteries and a can of blue spray paint. Some of these items will turn up later at the murder scene. I am not a mom yet. I mean, I'd like to think that I am because she's been in my stomach for the last 8.5 months. But I also, like, I don't want to victim blame with her because I know how it is to be around a kid and you take your eyes off for 2 seconds to grab the milk out of the fridge section and you turn around and they're already halfway down an aisle, like, running away.
I'm not
away.
Victim blaming whatsoever.
No, of course not.
But I am a mom. I have a 5-year-old.
And you just
I am
real
you
close
girl,
eyes on
you
him.
You've seen me with him at Target, like,
he does not get out of the cart. He does not leave your sight.
No. Talk to Bianca about downtown Disneyland, like, my ass all over that kid, like.
But, you know, this is This is also 1993.
Yeah.
Different time. You don't really different have to monsters. Worry about this. Different monsters. And different areas, too. And, like, different kid. Maybe her kid wasn't so, you know, I know Adrian's pretty hyper, mm-hmm. but maybe he was just a little bit more shy and didn't want to leave his mom's side, and she was just used to, like, he's not going to walk off.
Yeah. I don't, and see, for me, it's just, like, hard to believe that, like, a kid would go off with someone and not make any noise.
Well, that and go off with someone that they don't know.
Yeah, see, that I think that's the part that for me where I'm always just kind of like, how did that happen? Because, I mean, I feel like if someone tried to talk to my kid, even when he was, like, 2 or 3, he'd be like, Mom, Mom, Mommy, Mom, you know? Like, he wouldn't just, like, start talking to somebody long enough for him to get comfortable enough to walk away without him making any noise to me whatsoever.
No, I've seen kids who are standing in line in front of me with their parents, and the parents are totally distracted, either on their phone or looking at stuff in their cart or loading up the register with their stuff.
Yeah.
And the kids are, like, making little faces and, like, waving and saying hi. And so, like, I'm silently just waving back to them. And the moment that I make any movement at all, the parent sees and they're looking like, yeah, what are you saying, like, to my kid?
What the fuck are you doing?
Oh, okay, you're just saying hi. It's okay. Like, yeah. But
so
I don't know. To each their own. Again, we are not victim blaming. Different times.
And you see this, like, in a lot of cases.
It happens
too.
So often.
We talked about it in, like, the Cropsey cases, mm-hmm. unfortunately. What, 3 of, like, the 5 kids were all sent to the store when the whole thing had happened.
Yeah.
So.
And they're just out on their own.
Yeah.
And so I even said here, even though Denise was only distracted for a quick moment to pay the butcher, and she said in an interview that I watched, it was literally just the time it took for her to pull her cash out of her wallet that the boys had managed to get far enough out of sight and Denise would never see her son again. In the CCTV footage, I believe they timed it exactly, took them 2 minutes to get out of the mall completely.
That reminds me kind of the John Walsh with his son, Adam Walsh. You ever heard about that?
I don't know if I have or not.
You know, John Walsh, America's Most Wanted?
Yeah.
He got into that because his son was kidnapped in the, I want to say, the 80s from a mall in Florida.
Oh.
And unfortunately, they found his body without a head.
Oh.
But they never found out what had happened
to him.
Oh, God.
I didn't know that. I don't think I knew that.
Yeah, and that kind of reminds me of this one. The mom, she was just, like, you know, shopping around with her son, and she took her eyes off of him for just momentarily, and then she never saw him again.
That's the thing, is it's just, like, how do you, because my grandma, my grandpa, I was with my grandpa one day, and he was the kind of person who would just talk to everybody. I don't remember this for shit, but everybody always tells me this story, that we were at the gas station filling up his car. He was talking to some stranger, like he always does, and I happened to see my grandma pull up at the gas station. I walked away from him, went over to see my grandma, and I was with her for, like, a decent amount of time before he actually realized that I was
gone.
You
weren't there. Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Yeah. And everybody apparently ended up getting really upset at him, of course, but...
Well, yeah, I mean...
Like, fucking pay attention.
Like,
how do you
doing?
Not know that she walked? I don't know if I got out of the car. I don't know if I was already standing outside. But
see, I feel bad because, like, when I got my kids somewhere, like, I cannot, you've seen me, I cannot pay close attention because I'm literally like, Adrian, where is he? Okay, dude, get over here. Like, move. Sit.
Yeah,
on my
it's
feet.
Constantly
right here,
about
right
him.
Here. Oh, yeah, what were you saying? Okay, continue. I promise I'm listening. Like,
which I would rather you be like that as a mom, because you don't know who's around.
No,
you don't know where he's going to
no
go.
Idea.
He could even just walk into something and get himself hurt. Like,
mm-hmm. Kids don't look left or right when they're going across the street.
Mm-mm.
Walk right out and have something terrible happen.
Mm-mm. No,
so.
And that's something that I keep thinking about is just like, oh, God, like, I don't ever want to be the one who's, not that I want it to happen to my husband either, but I don't want to be out with her and then something happen and then, you know, I'm blaming myself, and I feel like deep down he's blaming
guilt
me too.
Forever.
Like, yeah, oh my God, I couldn't imagine.
Like, that's what the mom said from the John Walsh thing, or the Adam Walsh one. Yeah.
That's
very sad.
Awful.
But they ended up having a kid later, I think.
Well, I'll get into their little thing. I think I get into it towards the end, but Bulger was taken to the Leeds and Liverpool Canal, around 1/4 mile from the New Strand Shopping Center with the two boys. They basically took, like, the canal roads and the back roads and everything that they could to stay off of the main streets
okay.
from getting the attention. While there, He was dropped on his head and sustained multiple injuries to his face, and the boys apparently joked about pushing him into the canal, but they continued on with him. Apparently, on this little trek that they were on, there were some witnesses, and one came forward during the trial and said that he saw Bulger at the canal crying, quote, crying his eyes out, but otherwise did nothing, did not intervene in any way, shape, or form. The three boys continued on a 2.5 mile walk across Liverpool, and they were seen by an additional 38 people. And out of all those people, two people challenged Thompson and Venables after noticing that Bulger was distraught. But the boys would just say, like, oh, no, he's our younger brother. Or they would say that he was lost and they were trying to take him to the police station. Eventually, they arrived in the village of Walton, and they led Bulger up a steep bank to a railway line where they began brutally torturing him. Please keep in mind, this is two 10-year-old boys doing this to a two, almost three, but we're going to call him a two-year-old baby.
That's a baby.
Mm-hmm. One of the boys threw the blue modeling paint into Bulger's left eye. This would be one of the items that they were seen on camera stealing at the mall. Together, they kicked him, stomped on him, threw bricks and rocks at him. They shoved batteries into his mouth. According to the autopsy technician, it appears that some batteries may have been inserted into Bulger's anus, but none were actually found there. It does indicate that there was some level of sexual abuse regardless of what the object was, but it was believed to be batteries. The boys dropped a 22-pound iron bar described in court as a railway joint bar. So that's the things that you've got your railway tracks, and this is what kind of connects them together, like at each little piece. They dropped it on Bulger's head, resulting in 10 skull fractures. And after they were done torturing this poor baby, Thompson and Venables laid Bulger across the railway tracks and placed various objects and rocks on his head and body to hold him in place. They were hoping that he would be run over by the train so it would look like an accident. Sometime after Thompson and Venables left the scene, Bulger was hit by a train and his body was severed in half. It took 2 days for James Bulger's severed body to be discovered, and he was discovered on Valentine's Day by a group of small children. And, like, I saw bits of, like, the group of kids that were there that discovered him, and they were young. They were really young kids, like 10, maybe 8, 13 years old, just a little variety of children. And they were like, yeah, no, like I saw that, and I said, that's a baby, and their little British accent. It was really sad, but they could identify immediately that it was a baby just on the tracks. The pathologist that was assigned to the case was Alan Williams. He stated that Bulger suffered so many injuries that they could not identify which one was the fatal blow. In all, he suffered 42 different injuries, but they were able to be totally certain that he had died before he was run over by the train.
So if that makes it any better.
Yeah.
Honestly, I feel like at that point, like, being hit by a train would probably be better than...
At least it would put you out of your misery right away.
Instead of, like, laying there fucking suffering.
And it's possible that he was dead before they put all the rocks and stuff on him. I have no idea. I didn't get any information about that either.
Well, that, and I'm sure that it would have been hard to come by that information, considering, yeah, like,
you're dealing with two 10-year-old kids.
Yeah, that, and then how badly, like, damaged the body was once they finally found him. I mean,
yeah. And as I said before, police suspected that there was evidence of some sexual abuse. Bulger's shoes and socks, his pants and underwear had all been removed. The pathologist's report found that Bulger's foreskin had been forcibly pulled back, possibly in another attempt to torture or cause pain, or was something that was sexually motivated.
If he isn't even circumcised, it's not meant to go back that way. That's terrible. I don't like this one.
I'm sorry. As also stated earlier, the police were able to find the CCTV footage of the kidnapping at the mall, and they had it broadcasted on TV so the public could help identify the two kidnappers.
Oh, wow.
So it didn't take long for a woman to recognize Venables. I couldn't get the identity of the woman anywhere, but somehow she knew that it was him, and she knew that he had skipped school with Thompson that day, so she contacted the police, and both boys were arrested. So maybe someone
that, like, worked at the school or something. I'm thinking possibly
a teacher or an administrator or something, and she's just, like, someone
that's, like, seen them around.
Yeah. And then you know CCTV footage is shit. Like, it's always blurry. Excuse me. Even today, like, our cameras
are the worst.
Terrible.
Terrible. Come on. We need better cameras. But I think that's great that she was able to identify them. My biggest thing is I wish the cameras were always working better, because you half the time wouldn't even need to get the public's help. You'd be like
that's so-and-so.
Mm-hmm. Forensic tests did confirm that both boys had the same blue paint on their clothing that they found on Bulger's body. Both of them had blood stains on their shoe that matched Bulger's blood through various DNA tests. There was a pattern of bruising on Bulger's right cheek that matched features of the upper part of a shoe worn by Thompson. It's a paint mark that was on the toe cap of one of Venables' shoes, also indicated that he must have used some force when he kicked Bulger. So, like, paint transferred from his shoe, like, you get a scuff on your shoe, transferred from his shoe to James Bulger's little face. That's how hard they kicked him. During the trial, there were some 500 protesters outside of the courthouse. Things had gotten so crazy that the parents of the two boys were moved to different parts of the country and given new identities, as they were constantly getting death threats.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, would you think anything else? Honestly.
It's not necessarily their fault. I don't know how they raised their kids, but, yeah, the...
Well, I mean, they're 10.
They're 10, so...
They're pretty impressionable.
They're pretty impressionable. I also didn't see a whole lot of stuff about, like, what their home lives were. Everything said it was pretty average, but...
So maybe just two really fucked up kids.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm
just. I feel like 10 is a very young age to be, like, that fucked up without any, like, outside influence, you know?
Despite all that, they were still tried as adults.
Good. Basically. Because what they did was very, very adult.
Mm-hmm. So the full trial started on November 1st in 1993. The boys denied the charges of murder, abduction, and attempted abduction. So I told you before that they were trying to find somebody to push into the street. Apparently, there was also another attempt with a young boy the same day that they kidnapped James. However, this boy's mother was able to get involved fast enough to stop the kidnapping.
Oh.
But she came and she testified later, like, yeah, no, this also kind of sort of happened with me and my kid. Like, they were trying to get somebody that day, I know for sure.
Wow.
The boys took their turns at the stand, and they sat on raised chairs because they were so short. And they were also accompanied by social workers, but they never testified. They never spoke during the trial or anything like that.
Because they were minors, or?
I don't know if it was because they were minors. I mentioned in here in a minute that, I'll just speak on that right now. The boys never spoke during the trial. Instead, the interview tapes that were done between the officers and them,
okay,
those were played for the court to listen to. There was over 10 hours of audio that was played.
Wow.
Thompson was the one who had been the lead in the kidnapping, but Venables was the one who led the trip to, like, the railroad line and all that. Thompson and Venables were considered by the court to be capable of, quote, mischievous discretion, meaning they had an ability to act with a criminal intent, as they were mature enough to understand that what they were doing was something seriously wrong, which is why they were tried as adults and not, like,
kids. Makes sense.
The child psychiatrist that the boys were each assigned said that they were both capable of identifying right from wrong, that this wasn't a case of either one of them not fully understanding the consequences of what they were doing or not being fully aware of the outcome. One of the psychiatrists even said that Thompson was suffering from PTSD on the attack that they did to him. And I'm like, oh, are you? I'm so sorry.
That's too bad.
Yeah, sucks. What's your saying? Sucks to suck?
Yeah, sucks mm-hmm. to fucking suck, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In the audio tapes, Venables can be heard describing how he thought Bulger seemed to really take a liking to him, because Bulger would hold his hand and allow him to pick him up on the 2.5 mile walk to what would eventually be like his murder scene. Well, and in the CCTV footage too, he's holding onto Venables' hand on the way out, like they're just like walking out hand in hand.
I wonder if there's any chance that they'd ever seen him before.
I don't know.
Like, I wonder if the area that the whole thing happened in, if it was, like, small enough to where, like, you see the same faces very frequently.
And if you go to the mall with your mom every once in a while, you recognize the boys who are always ditching.
Yeah, like I wonder if that was kind of like the case. I think they missed, like, half of
their school.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder if that's the case.
I don't know. It's very, very possible.
Because I feel like, yeah, toddlers can be very trusting, but usually, I mean... All the toddlers I've seen, like...
I was always very shy.
My kid at 2 would have been like, huh? You know?
I would hide behind my mom, like, don't yeah. talk to me, I don't know you,
I would have been the you. Same way, even, like, my son's cousins and stuff, like, when they were little, they weren't like, oh my god, a stranger, let me go to them.
Stranger danger, homie.
Yeah, so, I feel like...
I think you and I were also raised a little bit differently, too, like, the way that I was raised with my dad being in law enforcement and everything, it was just like, you don't talk to anybody.
Yeah, you don't do this, wander you don't do off. That, you don't.
And I only wandered off from my grandpa at the gas station because I saw my grandma. I'm not going to wander off to a stranger. I knew who she was. Off, yeah. So, ultimately, the boys were found guilty of James Bulger's murder on November 24th, 1993. Excuse me. Making them the youngest convicted murderers of the 20th century. Judge Moreland sentenced them to be detained at Her Majesty's Pleasure, which, because this takes place in London, I'm like, that's amazing. What does that mean?
You're like, what?
Basically, it means for as long as the crown decides. So
what?
Yeah, so as long for as, the, long as decides, the
crown decides?
Yeah, so she can go and just put a number on it.
Okay.
However, he did send a recommendation with it that they should be kept in custody for, quote, very, very many years to come. And the recommendation only ended up being a minimum term of 8 years until they would reach their adulthood. Because, you know, they're 10, and by the time they reach 18. Typically, because the two murderers were minors at the time, their identities would be kept private. But the judge said that because of the nature of this crime and it also being against another small child, he allowed their identities to be exposed.
Good.
That's what I said.
I do still find it, like, weird when you'll see things like that happen and even, like, teenagers and stuff and how they'll keep everything very, like, hush-hush until they're older. But it's also kind of like... Well, why would you have done that?
Yeah, why? Like, I mean, if it's that like serious of a crime...
They did something unspeakable.
Especially you know? Something like this. It's like, yeah, no, like, put it out there. Make them feel embarrassed. And I don't know, to a certain extent, I understand why you don't, because people are so angry and, like, you know, look at the things that are going on today. People are literally burning down cities. And that could have happened right here where there were 500 protesters outside of the courthouse.
Yeah, I get that.
And I'll mention this later, too, because eventually they get out. But James Bulger's parents... what did I just say? Bulger? Bulger.
Bulger.
I totally messed that up.
Oh, wow. Sorry. I mean, not oh, wow. But, sorry. Like, sorry.
Oops. Whoops. James Bulger's parents ended up separating a few months after their second son was born, which was only a few months after the trial had ended. They both went on to remarry and have more kids with their new spouses and seem to be doing fairly well.
And I don't think that's weird.
I don't think that's weird.
I feel like that's something that happens a lot in parents that lose a child, especially tragically like that.
Well, that's what I was saying earlier, too. Like, if that were me... I would constantly feel like, even if my husband was just like, no, I can't blame you.
Me. Like, you hate me. You think it's my fault.
And I would
fault?
Convince myself that he just hates me and it would destroy our marriage. I'm quite convinced, like, that's what would happen.
Well, because, like, even personally, like, you'll shut down a little bit.
Oh, yeah. You know? You're going to blame yourself.
Maybe the husband really does understand. Maybe he doesn't really think that it's your fault. But, like, you yourself, you're going to be like, I'm the parent. I was in charge. I was there. And it happened on my watch. So even if your partner isn't necessarily putting all of the blame on you, you sure as shit are probably putting it on yourself. And that's, like, personal issues are enough to ruin a marriage.
Yeah, well, now there was a time during this pregnancy that I had to go to the hospital because I thought the worst. I thought, like, I had lost her, and the only thing that I could think of was, this is going to devastate my husband. Like,
he's going to be mad at me. He's going to think that it was...
This is all my fault.
Yeah, that it was, like, something I was doing something that I shouldn't have been doing.
Yeah, and because I was feeling very dehydrated. I had shortness of breath. My heart rate was just, like, astronomically high. And he's always telling me to drink water and to relax, but I was at work. And I had been drinking water, and I was trying to stay as cool as I could with our crap-ass air conditioner that's there. But, you know, all I could think about was, like, this is my fault. This is my fault, and how is he going to look at me now and...
Yeah, and get on with our lives, yeah, if something happened.
And she wasn't even born yet. It would have been a miscarriage, and that happens to so many people, and it's just, like...
Yeah. As a parent, you carry that weight.
Yeah.
And I couldn't imagine, like, carrying that weight with you forever.
I would love to be able to just be strong enough to stay together and work through it together, but I understand why a lot of the times that's just not the case.
Yeah.
And that just doesn't happen. But in June of 2001, after only 8 years of imprisonment and therapy, Thompson and Venables were released with new identities. They were given passports, national insurance numbers, qualification certificates, and new medical records. They had to check in with their parole officer daily. They were not allowed to ever revisit the part of the country where the kidnapping and the murder took place over in Liverpool. I want to say it was like Kirk County. I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was another small portion of Liverpool. And I don't remember. I didn't write down the name, but... They were not allowed to go back to that mall area or where the family lived.
Weren't they also, like, not allowed to see each other?
Yes. They were not allowed to contact each other. They weren't allowed to contact Bulger's family. And they were also given curfews. And if any of these rules were broken, then they would be sent to prison. There was an injunction placed on the media preventing the new identities of the now adults from being exposed because the court was almost certain that their lives would be at stake if the public were to find out who they really were.
Well, yeah, no shit. I'm surprised that, they weren't in prison. They were in, like, a...
They were not in prison, and this is something that I'm going to touch on in a second, too. I'll get to that in just 2 seconds. But at the parole hearing for Venables, his psychiatrist said that she does not believe the murder was sexually motivated at all. And she basically went on to say that it wasn't a concern for her. She didn't think that he was capable of that kind of nature and that he was unlikely to ever reoffend. However, Venables has since then been arrested twice, once in 2010 and once again in 2017, for downloading and distributing child pornography. So... clearly, his psych was not all that
accurate. Okay, so that's happened, but he hasn't gone back to jail?
He has gone back to jail for those two things. But, and this is what I was going to mention before, so James's mother, Denise, argues that the boys were never actually punished for their crimes. In the documentary that I had watched, she went on to say that they lived in a child home type situation. Mm-hmm. Separate. They weren't together. They were in different homes. But it was not a prison. It was not a jail. They were taken very well care of. They got to go on day trips to football games and to the beach.
Excuse me? That's fucking unacceptable. That's summer camp.
Yeah, she said she doesn't believe that they ever paid for what they did to her son. Instead, she believes that they were essentially rewarded. She's not wrong.
She's not, yeah.
Because if you're in prison and you're doing time and you're serving...
It might be, like, a little tiny bit of a reach, but, like...
No.
They didn't really
if you hurt a hair on my child's head, you're not going to the beach. You're not going to football games, which I believe for them is soccer, but still.
Same shit, whatever. You know what? No, not same shit, whatever. Like, I'm Mexican. Football, soccer, football. But, no, that's fucking wrong.
I don't sport, so it's all foreign to me anyways.
It's all It's all whatever.
It's all wrong. It's all wrong.
It's all no. It's all something you don't partake in.
That's wrong. Like at the end of it, you don't put them in a home like that where they were taken very, very well care of.
Yeah, no.
Got really good meals.
That's not
it. No, I want you to suffer.
Men go to prison for that kind of shit and they get murdered there.
And they were only there. And her thing, too, is that she was pissed because they served their child lives, but they didn't serve any of their adult lives.
That's wrong, though.
For this crime that they committed.
That's wrong. They did that. They fucking should have gotten life, honestly.
Yeah, they absolutely should have.
Honestly.
But, and another thing that I read, they were supposed to get life in prison, and it just ended up working out like, oh, good behavior, good this, good that. We let them out at the minimum.
You know, I've never understood how life can mean that you can still get out early with good behavior.
Well, the thing is, why is it life? A lot of people were trying, and I hate that topic because it pisses me off so much, but a lot of people, too, were trying to get the boys out because they were like, how can you punish a child for something that they did as a child for the rest of their lives? And it's like, there's rules, and there are, I don't know if I mentioned it in here or not, but there are certain policies in place that say a child cannot be held legally responsible for certain actions. And I'm like, excuse me.
What do you mean? Like,
at a certain point, yeah, they sure can.
You know what? If you're going to act like an adult, be treated like one.
Yeah.
If you're going to go and do something, like, absolutely fucking terrible, something that, like, a child shouldn't know about that kind of stuff. Why should a 10-year-old think to shove fucking batteries up a 2-year-old's anus? Like, that's an adult, like, an adult thing.
Yeah.
That you would think about. So, if you're going to go and you're going to think that you're big enough to go and do those adult things, be treated like an adult.
Yeah, you're going to skip school, you're going to steal, and you're going to kidnap and try to kill multiple kids.
Yeah.
But successfully kill one kid? Like,
no, that's... Mm-mm. There's no excuse whatsoever. No. And age is an excuse on that. And you know what? You cannot tell me that a 10-year-old did not know that that was wrong.
They did try to say that there were people that were trying to pin it on the parents and be like, oh, it's your fault because you rented Child's Play number 3. And I guess there's a scene where Chucky the doll gets, like, blue paint thrown on him or some shit. I don't remember that movie very well. But they were like, oh, they're reenacting scenes from movies that their parents checked out. So they checked out their entire, like, rental history and everything.
And see, that's a reach.
Yeah. And it ended up falling through, and they're like, you can't pin it on that. But it's just like, you absolutely should have been punished to the fullest extent. And it should have been way longer than 8 years. I don't care how old you were. It should have been way longer than 8 years.
That's ridiculous, honestly.
Here's the kicker, too. The location of the boys where they were staying at their little homes were not released until after they were released from those sentences. And when Denise and her new husband found out where the boys had both been, they realized one of the boys was living no more than 25 minutes from their own home.
Oh, my God.
And they were totally devastated and outraged by it. And she even said in her interview, she's like, I would have been trying to keep a closer eye on them because these boys are out there doing their day trips and everything. Like, who knows if they could have escaped and come back after me or my family or any other kids. So she was pissed. She had given information from an unknown source. I'm sorry, she had been given information from an unknown source on where to find Thompson. And apparently when she found him, she was totally overcome with anger and hate, and she was unable to confront him. Detective Albert Kirby was the one who delivered the devastating news to Denise 2 days after her son had disappeared. And he said that as he was walking towards her, she must have realized what news he was going to tell her, and she just froze and she let out this blood-curdling scream. And he said, you know, to this day, over 20 years later, like, I can still remember her scream of just heartbreak and devastation. And his mom, I had a quote from her trying to describe her son. She has a big, big picture of him up in the living room, like, her new kids who never got to meet him and everything, they still act like he's part of the family and they still talk about him.
That's so sweet.
She said that James was very bubbly. He loved dancing to Michael Jackson videos and making people laugh. Her happiest memory of him was running towards her with his hair bouncing everywhere. He didn't walk anywhere. He would run into your arms with a big smile on his face.
That fucking kills me.
2 years old. Almost three, but I'm going to still say two. We'll post a picture of him the day that this episode comes out. And he is just the cutest little thing. And those monstrous little kids. It was shocking for me when I looked at the pictures of Thompson and Venables, because I was like, wait a second, oh my god, they're babies too. Like, they're little kids.
They really are, and I don't know.
Like, I remember being 10 years old, and I didn't know anybody in my class that would have been capable of
anything
that.
Anything like that, honestly.
No.
At 10, fuck no.
No. So, I hope I didn't traumatize you guys too
she
much.
She traumatized me.
Yeah, your eyes were kind of watering up there for a second. We didn't cry. Held it together really well.
I did a little bit. One of my inner corners of my lash is coming undone right now. Stories like that always make me upset because I have a little boy.
And I kept trying to think of that too. And
I couldn't imagine if something like that happened, how I would feel, how I would handle it.
A lot of the times it gets me when I see the parents' reaction, or I hear about the parents' reaction, because then it's like, oh my god, what if that were me and my child?
Yeah.
Like, or me just, and my brother, or me and my parent. Like,
you can't fathom it, and
yeah, so it's really, really awful. It's that what happened in 1993, so it's been...
And when were they released again? 8 years after that?
Yeah. So 2001.
What?
Right? 2001. What the hell? I was trying to do the counting for like how many years ago it's been since he was, so I was in a higher number. But then I was like, that doesn't make sense because Venables got arrested for child pornography in 2010 and then 2017. He went back to prison.
Fucking scumbag, honestly.
He didn't go back for very long for either one of them.
Of course not. He's probably out there fucking downloading child porn now.
Well, and the thing that I read, too, is Thompson is believed to be in Australia right now. And Venables had to have his identity reassigned to him as part of, like, something similar to, like, a witness protection program. Mm-hmm. But they had to give him a new identity a few times. Because
people kept figuring out who he was.
People kept trying to figure out who he was. People were getting arrested left and right for posting pictures on Facebook saying, like, oh, I found Venables, here he is. And apparently that's, like, a crime. Like, you can't go and try to expose somebody who's...
Why not?
That's what I'm saying, is just, like, why? Stop trying to protect them.
Maybe don't be a pedophile if you don't want to be labeled one. Mm-hmm. Or don't be a murderer if you don't want to be labeled a murderer. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I understand. Everybody makes mistakes. This is not the same.
No, that's not a mistake. You know what? There are a lot of mistakes that you can come up from. You can do some very terrible things and still grow and learn from it and be a better person and change eventually. But you know what? Murdering someone like that out of cold blood, that's not something like that. Mm-hmm. Maybe if it's something like in self-defense and maybe you, I don't know, got a little too outraged and you went a little bit harder than you should have and
you
the person ended up dying.
You had 2.5 miles to figure out at some point, hey, I don't want to do this. Hey, I don't want to do
this. That was planned out. They tried to get the other kids so that they could push them into the road if they wanted to. Like, this was planned out. This is something that they thought of. This is something they talked about, something they put real thought into. No, you should be tried as if you're someone that premeditated that shit.
I don't understand. Like I said, I remember being 10, and I remember the people who I was in school with and in class with, and I don't remember thinking that any of those kids, even to this day when I look back on them, I don't think any of them would have ever been capable of doing something this disgusting and this heinous.
Yeah, honestly.
How do you find another person who's like you at that age, who's capable?
Yeah, who's still into that? Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me.
I really, really, really would love to see what they look like nowadays. I've tried to find pictures, but I think the one that I was able to find that may be a Venables, I'm not really convinced, is him. There was another psychologist that was on the case that said that Thompson was the most evil being that he had ever come across.
Really?
He just said that, like, the way that his his personality and the way that his soul was just so dark and just terrifying to be around. And it's like, you can say that about a 10-year-old? By the time they were convicted, they were 11. But, like, how odd to have an adult say that about a child. That is him. That is him. That's Venables. That's gotta be him.
Yeah, that's
screenshot
definitely
that.
Him. That's definitely him.
Screenshot that. I don't know if that's... One. Yeah, I don't know who the other guy is in the picture.
It looks it might be his father is what it says. Sorry, I'm like over here.
She's trying to investigate, like, looking for pictures. I spent 10 seconds on it earlier and I was like, no, I'll forego the pictures.
Oh yeah, that's totally him.
Well, that's Venables, that's Thompson. That's who. We'll post pictures and you guys can figure it out.
James Bulger's dad.
Oh. Never mind.
Yeah. So much crazy-ass stuff, honestly.
When I looked it up and I was trying to find pictures earlier, it was like, that guy doesn't look the same as this guy, and you've put it with the same little kid's picture, so I started to just be like, I'm going to back off.
It gets a little confusing.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Even looking at it, like, it looks a little bit confusing, but I don't know. This is fucked up. This one kind of got me. Thank you for that.
I'm so sorry about that.
No,
sorry,
it's okay.
Sorry to ruin your night.
That was very interesting.
I felt like, for me, it's trying to tell the stories of the victims, because I do feel like...
They deserve it. They deserve to have their choice.
He didn't get his justice, as far as I'm concerned, and I don't believe he ever will.
No, if those boys are out there walking men, if those men are out there walking free... He didn't get his justice.
No.
Honestly.
No, he did not. And, I mean, he would have been 30 this year. He was born the same year as my husband.
That's so sad.
He would have been 30, probably with a family of his own at this point. And his mom said there's not a day that goes by that she doesn't think about him. I mean, obviously.
Of course not. As a parent, you're never going to not think about him. But, yeah, guys. So that
sorry if you can hear Kona crying. She's sad, too. That was deep. That was a big story, and it took me a really long time to get through it.
I'm sorry. It's okay. It was good.
Next time we'll do it more. I did vampires last time.
It was very well told.
Thank you.
Yes. We've got quite a few more episodes that we're going to be recording here within, like, the next week or two. Mm-hmm. So, I made, like, a giant list of topics about a month ago.
Yes,
we're going to try to start working through those. So, we've got some really interesting stuff coming up for you guys,
yeah,
definitely.
It'll be fun.
Yeah.
But,
Hope you enjoyed this one.
And,
it was very interesting.
Share your thoughts and opinions with us.
Yeah.
And
send us an email.
Tell us your ideas for other stories.
Yeah. Send us emails about all that kind of shit. It's bothered.af@gmail.com. There's an Instagram. bothered_af. There's that Facebook page that Shauna doesn't like to talk about.
But we still do, just to get you to go on there and like
search
it.
Search up Bothered AF. Literally, you guys, every single day I get, like, a stupid notification on my dumbass Facebook page that says, Bothered AF has 6 new views. The number never changes. It always says 6, which leads me to believe it's bullshit. But maybe look at the page so that it's not bullshit.
I mean... If you guys care to see the pictures of the cases that we post,
go to the Instagram
because we post on there weekly. And we follow a lot of pages where they post a bunch of funny memes, and we repost that shit all the time.
We
so
do.
If you just need something to laugh at.
I always go back to the Dahmer one.
That one's funny.
Five guys.
We ended up getting 5 guys not too long ago, and I was like, I have to post this now because... It was funny.
You're like, there doesn't seem like there's 5 guys in this. So fucked up. Anyways, it was great talking to you guys again. Hope you enjoyed this one.
And we'll see you next week.
Yeah, until next time.
Stay bothered.
Stay bothered.
Bye.
Bye.